This is an excerpt from an answer that Sri Chinmoy gave to a disciple's question in 1977. You have two friends, an old friend and a new friend. Your new friend is Sri Chinmoy Kumar Ghosh. Your old friend is Mr. Ignorance. If you tell Sri Chinmoy Kumar Ghosh that he is your best friend, eternal friend, only friend, then Mr. Ignorance will become jealous of Sri Chinmoy Kumar Ghosh. Mr. Ignorance will say, who cares to have her as their friend, since she is now somebody else's friend? Who needs her? But you have to shout and seriously insult Mr. Ignorance so that he will not bother you. Choose the old one or the new one. If you want the new friend, then you have to be loyal to the new one. Question. Is God lonely? Sri Chinmoy. Yes, God is lonely. When people consciously and deliberately do not want to participate in his cosmic game. He is lonely when nobody sails in his dream boat to reach his golden shore. He is lonely when he sees that nobody attempts to be his eternal friend. He is lonely when he sees that earthly beings do not want to become as divine and supreme as he is.
God asked me to sing one song, the song of aspiration. I sang that song for him. He liked my song so much that he asked me to sing a few more songs. I was so delighted and excited that I sang two more songs, one after another. My life's surrender song and my heart's gratitude song.
I call it hour after hour of soulful singing. God calls it hour after hour of powerful God becoming. When we sing only for God, we do not need a singing voice, but only a surrendering life to please Him.
Singing God's songs, it's like making a telephone call on the hotline straight to the Supreme.
This is an excerpt from an answer that Peter gave to a question given to him in the Philippines, January 1993. For real peace to be achieved, we need eagerness and enthusiasm. Enthusiasm we need in our minds, eagerness we need in our hearts, and soulfulness we need in our life.
When I sing devotion songs from my heart again and again, God tells me to continue.
My Supreme. Enthusiasm. You have freed my life from my mind chasm. My Supreme.
Begin your new life in the new year with tremendous enthusiasm, tremendous determination, and tremendous self-giving.
Come, my friend, enthusiasm, come. Love all, risk all, glow. Yours is the victory's golden call.
If you can feel that you are a seven-year-old child filled with enthusiasm, readiness, willingness, and eagerness, the spiritual life will never fail you.
Enthusiasm means striking achievements. Never lose enthusiasm. Never allow your enthusiasm to depart, even when disappointment forces you
to your life's rock bottom.